I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Attacks on northern Nigeria's Christians are scheduled for tomorrow. Carl Muller with Open Doors USA says the July 30th attacks have been declared by Nigerian terrorist group Boko Haram. Tomorrow marks the second anniversary of the death of the Al-Qaeda-linked group's founder. Christians are fleeing to avoid more conflict, but fleeing looks like surrender to Boko Haram.
They may not kill all the Christians in a region, but if they can get them to flee, it effectively accomplishes the same goal for them.
Pray for safety for believers, but also for their persecutors to turn to Christ. Find more prayer points online. Next, the Christian church has lost one of its greatest leaders. John Stott, or Uncle John as many called him, went to be with his Lord Wednesday. He was 90 years old. President of Cornerstone University, Dr. Joe Stoll, says,
when you think of evangelism, you think of Billy Graham. When you think of preaching, writing, encouraging pastors, scholarship, exegesis, reliability, moderation in the midst of crisis, they automatically think of John Stott.
Stott wrote 50 books, including Basic Christianity, and helped the evangelical church understand its role in evangelism. He died listening to Scripture and Handel's Messiah. And now orphans in Haiti can finally have a place to call their own. Kids Alive International brought down a high school church group this past month to build a residential children's home. A family unit of orphans with Christian house parents will move in when the house is done in a few weeks. So far, this family unit has only been living in rented space. By building this residential house, these orphans will have a place to call home and grow learning about Christ. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Russian Ministries is offering a free devotional called The Art of Loving God by Julie Ackerman Link, the first in the Loving God series. Get your free devotional, call 1-800-995-4828. July 31st is the last day, or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.